In the first half of the hour, I broke a story about how the city of Wauwatosa is considering taxing four independent living centers for the elderly that currently have tax-exempt status. They would be taxing the individual units on the independent living sides under the notion that this is a property. These are apartments. These are condos, that type of thing. And tax assessors all over the state this year are looking at the tax-exempt organizations in their area and deciding, can we tax them? Or are they getting by with something or getting away with something? And some tax-exempt institutions may well be just ducking taxes and should have property taxes levied against them. But old folks' homes, where the taxes are passed on to the residents who are 80, 85 years old, many of them infirmed, many on fixed incomes, it boggles the mind. And yet TOSA's considering it. And joining me now to talk about it is State Representative Leah Vukmir, who's been hearing from the old folks. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jay.
I understand you've gotten more than a few letters on this.
Well, actually, I got 300 letters when this issue first came up in the legislature, and I've been fighting this issue for three terms that I've been in office. The folks that live in these centers, they know where I stand on this issue, so they know they don't have to write to me now. But yes, it is a very, very concerning new development. And
Well, in Wauwatosa, it seems like there was there's a now retired female assessor who started this crusade to tax the people, these old folks, on the notion that it was unfair. They were living in luxury apartments and they were hiding from the tax man.
Yes, Kathleen Islib is who you're referring to, and she has been on a personal crusade to eliminate the exemption. And honestly, Jay, my belief is they just wish to violate the law because they will be violating current law if they do this.
Is that right?
I believe they want to violate law in an effort to have this taken to court. They haven't been able to change this legislatively, as I said, during the past three sessions on my watch. They're going to try to find a sympathetic court to rule on the side of the tax man. Sound like a familiar pattern?
Yeah. And, you know, there are people who are in favor of taxing these centers and have been pushing for it, and they argue it's a matter of fairness, that these old folks are essentially living in high-priced condos tax-free.
Well,
why is that wrong-headed?
These individuals, basically, and first of all, they're not very wealthy. You said you have visited these homes. I have as well. They have built our cities, as you've said. They've started our civic organizations. They want to retire close to their families. And what they really have done is they have taken their major asset, which may be their home. They have sold their home. They've taken that money, and they have invested it into their long-term care. They've made the decision to invest in their long-term care rather than divest of their assets and go on the government dime. And these seniors make it possible for the nursing homes to continue. Without these contributions, the nursing homes would be at a great disadvantage, and they may not even be able to care for all those who are there. So,
yeah, and these residents pay a huge chunk of money up front. As you say, they sell their homes. They pay a huge chunk of money up front. It's normally between $70,000 and $250,000, and then they pay a monthly rent on top of that. But that money goes toward providing for the other people in the nursing homes.
Right, and to paint these folks as wealthy freeloaders, as Kathleen Islib has done in the past, you know, I tell you, I've talked to these folks. They resent it, as do I. And truthfully, getting back to the original point that we were talking about, it is my belief that they will be breaking the law. When the first Columbus Park decision came out in 2003, it was followed up in 2004. In the legislature, we fixed this with Act 195, signed into law by Governor Doyle. It preserved the tax-exempt status of existing facilities. I think all but 10 members of the Assembly voted for this. And we also at that time set up a Ledge Council Study Committee to look at this, where we tried to establish the differences between someone who just rents to seniors and those who operate a true not-for-profit benevolent continuum of care setting. Those are the folks that I'm trying to protect. Obviously there was no consensus that occurred. This is an issue that doesn't fall on party lines. So that means the current law stands.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't, though, the mayor and the older people in Wauwatosa nip this in the bud, take it off the table? Apparently the mayor is saying, well, that's the assessor. I have a hard time believing that the mayor and the older people don't control their own tax assessment.
Well, that is very, very, very disappointing to hear. If the mayor is claiming she doesn't know what they're doing, then either A, she's incompetent and detached from the city government, or she's lying. How can you not know what's going on? You know, if she starts taxing these non-for-profits that have been off the books for 30 years, I believe that the city of Wauwatosa is running a very serious risk of not only not collecting the tax revenue, but also facing a very expensive, protracted legal fight.
Now, do you
that both the taxpayers will then end up having to pay?
Now, it's not wrong to go back and review occasionally this list of tax-exempt properties and make sure that they're worthy of that status, is
right.
it? I'm just saying, leave the old folks alone
right.
already.
Well, you have to understand, this is part of an overall aggressive campaign on the part of municipalities all across the state to wring out more money. Why? Because they can't control their own spending. You know, I've heard that city officials are also looking at nonprofit hospitals in Wauwatosa as well, of which there are many because the medical complex is in Wauwatosa. So now you have rumblings that they want to tax hospitals, entities that have never been exposed to this tax.
Is this anything more than a big tax grab?
I can't see it as anything but that, Jay, and that's what just infuriates me. These people, in particular, are seniors who have built our communities. You know, Wisconsin is already the worst place in the country to retire to. Now we're going to just tell these folks at the age of 85, you know what? You're off on the streets. Go move to Arizona. Go move to Florida, as if they're going to be able to do that. It is so wrong. It's unconscionable.
Yeah, and in the in the instance of San Camillo or Luther Manor or these other independent living centers, you know, they've been set up so that these folks have already invested a big chunk of money up front. They're paying monthly rent, and now we're going to tax you on top of that. Besides that, I just think there's some point at which we should say, you know, okay, you're in your 80s. You've paid enough in taxes over
right.
your lifetime.
Right, and you know, we have to remember. Remember, too, that these facilities, as you mentioned earlier, are already paying. They've made arrangements to pay what are called pilots, payments in lieu of taxes, to cover city services such as fire and police.
Mm-hmm.
And these city officials agree to these buildings in the first place. And, you know, they don't have any problem standing there for photo opportunities at groundbreaking and ribbon-cutting ceremonies, and now they want to turn around and pull the rug out, literally, from underneath these people.
Yeah, and tax them. And the TOSA tax assessor says at this point, we're just crunching the numbers. Any decision is a couple of weeks away. We're just looking at it. My concern is that's exactly how we end up with tax increases. The bureaucrats downplay it. They try to wait until no one's looking, and then they do it.
Well, right, and that's why I'm glad you're talking about this. People do need to get on the phone, call the mayor, call their common council. Don't let them tell you that this is not their decision. It is their decision.
Well, keep us on top of it, would you?
All right. Thank you, Jay.
Thanks so much. State Representative Leah Vukmir of Wauwatosa, who, as she says, has really been fighting this for the last several legislative sessions, because this move to tax exempts, the move to implement property taxes on some of these tax exempts, including, you know, she mentioned hospitals and including churches and including these living centers, has been going on, and the debate has been engaged in Madison for several sessions. But at this point, interesting that she, you know, what she started off with there, at this point she says the loophole, you know, to tax these independent living centers, she believes, is closed. So if the city of Wauwatosa moves ahead with this, it's bound to result in legal action and even more expenses for the city. And as I say, Madison won their case. That doesn't mean Wauwatosa is going to win its case. But and these forces pushing to tax the independent living centers in Wauwatosa, they seem to be motivated by, in some instances, just a desire to spend more tax money. This seems like just a big tax grab by the assessor and by the officials of TOSA. But there's also the instance, this is also backed by for-profit developers of independent living centers for the elderly. They're just looking to gain an edge or level the playing field somehow. We have to pay property taxes. The independent, the nonprofit should too. And then in other instances, it's just obviously jealousy. This whole issue in Wauwatosa started with some misguided notion that this is luxury living somehow. These old folks are living in the lap of luxury and they're getting out of paying taxes. Well, besides the facts, they've paid taxes for their entire lives. And they're now in their 80s and 90s. There isn't even, you know, we're not talking about people that are even in their 60s and early 70s. The people at these independent living centers are the average age is 85. But aside from that, you know, these are folks trying to live out their last days in something other than a cold, dark institution. And they have found nice places. I was talking about San Camillo earlier, which is across from the Milwaukee County Zoo entrance. It's a nice place. The tax assessor, the past tax assessor in Wauwatosa, has called it luxury living, and you know, they're well-heeled people flouting tax law. It's simply a nice place. It's not the Ritz-Carlton. I've been in it. I have a family member that's currently there. They are, you know, largely one-bedroom units. They've got a bathroom, small kitchen, living room. They're an apartment for you know, one person or two people. This is hardly luxury living. These are people that have just decided this is a good option for me. I don't need a nursing home now. I want to be close to one in case I ever need it. And I can invest in this. I can. This is the way to go for me. And it is just wrong for the city of Wauwatosa to now come back and decide, well, just because of some new attempt elsewhere in the state to tax independent living things, we should too, because this could be, you know, $3-4 million in additional tax money for us. And, you know, these old people can afford it. It's just wrong. 6:32, News Talk 11.